Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Bring me back home when I'm lost on the road. My heart
coming along so much.
I haven't seen you in ages. Sometimes I find myself wondering where you are. For me you'll always be a dream, and beautiful, and dancing away with my heart. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na na na.
Welcome to Colleen and Bobby's annual birthday show. And here's Bobby. Bobby?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Bobby, you better be on because I'm putting this on. Bobby? Hi. Bobby, you're on. You're on. Say hi. Bobby, say hi.
Hi. Hello?
Yes,
hello?
You're on.
Am I on?
Yes.
Carly?
Yes, you're on.
Hi.
Bobby, you're on.
Hi.
Yes.
Hello?
Bobby, you're on the air. I'm going to kick you, Will. I'm
Hello?
Not supposed to. Yes. Yes.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
The reason why it took so long, someone had to use the, how should I say this in a nice way? I had to go use the little, I had to go use the room that we spent like 50% of our time in.
Yeah.
Do you know what room I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bobby, I'm here. Bobby, why do you keep saying hello?
Hello?
Bobby, I'm here. Bobby?
Hello?
Bobby? I'm muting you. Bobby, you're all unmuted.
Hello, Carly.
Bobby, you're
Hi.
All unmuted. Bobby?
Hello?
Bobby, you're unmuted. You've been unmuted this whole time. Bobby, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you were never unmuted.
I'm sorry. It was just hard because I don't know what's wrong with blog talk. But I can hear
so,
the show and I can hear you perfectly.
You know what? I'm really good with that word. You know what? do me a favor. Oh, such. You know what? Okay, what's the phone number?
Oh. Our phone number is okay. Let me pull it up. Our phone number is 319-527.
Hold on, 319.
66.
527.
6066.
6066.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you friends with Amanda Elia too?
I sent her a friend request.
Okay, well, I just sent her so did you send anyone a that is a birthday so
I think it's chance I mean other than what we talked about the other day when I told him about today's show and the fact that there was no Emmys on Friday, that's about it. I didn't send any messages out to any of the guests that we sometimes have.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I really hate.
What's that?
Is that that I have injured my tailbone.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't know how I did this, Bobby.
Well, I hope you're okay. I know you're probably in some pain.
Okay,
but...
this post.
Yeah.
You know, you are the one who's in the post. I'm telling you, because it's the only, you and I are the only two on the show.
Yes.
Well, and, okay, so, I watched some dental hospital last time, which is a freaking miracle.
Yeah.
You know, because I only got 1 hour of sleep last night.
Well, 1 hour of sleep. Well, I know a couple of days at General Hospital last week and last Friday was interrupted because of somebody won't mention that it's about to go to jail.
Okay.
So, other than that, until the 14th of August, we don't have to worry about any more interruptions as far as the shows go. Except maybe with the reruns.
You know, I swear we have no you know, I just got your text, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to look at it during the show, but I had to text my husband to see if he could call in.
Yeah, Jerry Peck. I know who you're talking about.
You know, so I have a question about the new football. Since you saw the new football, right?
Well, I Well, I have heard about it because I heard how the memory of
You mean you haven't even seen it?
I mean, I've seen it. I mean, okay. Yeah, I've seen it, but on the day that I wanted to watch it, it was interrupted because of the Trump situation, and of course, it got interrupted again a couple of times last week because of that. So. But I've been keeping up with Young and Restless lately, and I don't know if you're caught up on Young and Restless or you're behind. So but it's been pretty good over there on Young and Restless.
Okay. Can you let me know tonight? My mom needs to know this because Zayetti says hi, Bobby.
All right. Tell him I said hi, too.
Oh, I always did. And,
like I said,
he owes me a favor right now because of tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He knows I'm already an emotional mess. Because I'm always an emotional mess. We haven't talked about this on the show because I haven't been able to muster up because it's not birthday show, but it looks like no one's calling in. So, or maybe I haven't paid attention to the damn switchboard. Oh, no. No one's called in yet. I haven't been able to talk about Zaki's demon passing away. I haven't been able to say that on air, have I, Bobby?
No, you haven't.
No. I mean, we've been on air.
I wonder if when they do get back into production, if the strike ever ends, if we're going to see a tribute show similar to what we saw with with Sonya.
So end of episodes all pretty soon. And I'm sorry, but for people who want to diss about, the reason why I haven't brought up Ducky, on the show, because for me, um, Because for me, Jackie was, no, I hate saying that. I'm not so rude about it. Okay, the reason why I haven't been able to say it is, Bobby, you say it.
Because Jacqueline Summers had died, and we haven't done a show, and we didn't do a show because of that, and because of the fact that you've been very sick.
That we keep losing people. Right and left in the soap community, people. I don't think people have realized how many people we've lost in this year in the soap community. I don't think people have woke up and realized how many people are actually gone. And, because they didn't deal with it on the show. So, yeah, I don't think a lot of people, we will get back to our birthday show in a minute. So what I was saying before we get back to our birthday special annual. Well, this is the first year, Bobby, that we don't have anyone famous calling in. You were like,
I know we've been.
I feel like we've been sabotaged.
Yeah. I know we've been kind of off and on lately because of the scheduling conflict I have with going out on Friday nights and with your help and with all these people that have been dying and with the fact that we have been so behind in our show.
Yeah, I know. And it's so hard. Um, you know, it did hard on me.
I tell you one thing, and I don't know if you have caught up on Young and Restless yet, but it's getting good. Because I don't know how far behind are you on there, but it's getting good.
Okay, can you do me a favor tonight? Oh, Amanda's here.
Hey, Amanda.
Okay, Amanda, you need to accept Bobby's friend request.
Okay, sorry.
Because then he can always be, Bobby is more responsible than I am. Right, Bobby?
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And he always let you know like an hour before the show. Oh, 4 hours we are having a show tonight. And it made it slip my mind, not because I'm, you know, being mean or whatever. No, never. Right, Bobby?
That's right.
Sorry, it's been a week. Sorry, Carly. It's been a week. That's why, yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's been a whole long week. That's why. I almost missed it because it's been a week. That's why.
Yeah, and we are so sorry about Friday night. We both were just exhausted from the week. And it was Father's Day weekend already. And I myself was so exhausted from buying everything on Amazon for my dad.
Wow. You bought a lot of stuff for him?
What?
Did you buy a lot of stuff for him?
Oh, okay. When you all, how many brothers and sisters do you have, Amanda?
One sister. Just one sister.
Okay. Okay. So, and is your dad in the picture or not? Not in the picture.
Don't have no brothers because, one, I haven't seen them for a while. Plus, it's been, I don't remember them.
Oh, I'm
he's
sorry.
Gone. Yeah, he's gone in the picture, but yeah, gone.
Okay, what about you, Bobby?
I have one brother, one sister, a brother-in-law, and a stepbrother and a sister-in-law.
No, you have one brother, one sister?
Two stepbrothers.
Two stepbrothers.
And
what about one
and
sister?
A sister-in-law and a brother-in-law.
Wow.
Okay. Well, okay. See, my thing is, I'm the middle kid. I'm number three. So I need to step up my game every year. So that's what happened, you know, last, you know. I was so tired. I mean, I got him so much comic puzzles I found on Amazon. I found him a really cool suit, but he doesn't like labels like Nike or anything for some reason. I don't understand my father in that way. I don't. I'm sorry, I don't, you know. I've been wanting a part of handmade for years. I've been wanting okay, fine. I'm really followed, okay? It's not my fault. My grandfather followed me until the day he died. Okay, you too? I gotta be paying my cousin and my cousin Jen. They all got messed over. But my grandmother was so damn even about everything that everyone always got the same. And I found out recently that wasn't the case. So it makes me more mad. So, you know, when it comes to my birthday, it makes me livid, more livid. I mean, but my parents, I will say, are very, 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 good about, you know, with us kids, even though we are so grown up now, that they, you know, really try and set the same amount with, you know, each of us, even though, you know, right now my parents, you know, are, you know, here. But tomorrow, I love you tomorrow. Only, you know, I haven't been this happy in for 2 months because tomorrow my baby niece, Sophie, who's 18, is coming and hanging out with me for 18 days. No, 12 days. Why my mom has a nose, not like a nose, she's not getting, like, her nose, like, redone, but, like, a sinus surgery. So, Sophie's coming in for me, and my dad's taking care of my mom.
I'm excited for you, Carly.
It was, you know, my mom said, which one of your nieces do you want? And my nephew, who I love endlessly, is 16. And he goes, what about me? And I go, who I, you know, I call my little guy, who's not so little anymore, he's 16. Which makes me sad. He goes, I'm like, well, you can do some of the stuff because you're a guy now. And it would be really inappropriate. But he goes, I closed my eyes.
By the way, happy birthday, Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, I love that my older brother had 5 kids. But I love that, you know, for until Annabelle and Sophie were in the 5th and 6th grade, they lived up here with us. They were only, my brother and I were 5 minutes away from each other. And I don't drive. And I think everyone in America is safer because I don't drive. And so because I don't drive is saving America. And so so, you know, so we can, you know, we can go do stuff now that I haven't been able to because, you know, my mom cannot lift my little scooter if we go long places right now because my spine, I told you guys about my spine, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Bobby?
Yeah.
I told you, Bobby, right?
Tell me, Bob.
Okay.
I've been texting on the phone.
Yeah, and every time I fall, I think, oh, crap, I'm going to paralyze myself. And because it's stupid, two doctors told me yes. One hospital that gave me post-traumatic stress. The other hospital, Evergreen, who I love, said it too. And so they filled me up with that. And so when we went to the new job, pain management, they said what to you? And they go, no. Just try not to fall. But if you fall, you know, and you fall in the same place you fell 17 months ago, just go to Evergreen. No one understands that every summer since the pandemic, I have been in the hospital for like a week or two since the pandemic in the summertime. Do you want to have your summer in the hospital? I think not. You know, you guys, so yeah. But let me get back to where we were, because I want to speed up Amanda. We were talking about Jackie being deaf, and how I feel like people need to take that more seriously than they didn't give her on the cover of People Magazine. I was pissed off, number one. Number two, they didn't give her a cover on Soap's Guidance. Number four is we are losing everyone right and left. And it seems like now everyone that has been killed off in real life, everyone looks at it as, like, because of the pandemic, like, whoops. And I'm like, what is wrong with everyone? I mean, after we lost Betty White, come on, wake up. Everyone, we lost Betty White. And the Queen of England, the Queen of England, I think I was sick. Even though they were old, but I never thought the day would come as we would lost Betty White of the Queen of England, who I hated, because she did kill Diana. She did order the hit. And for everyone out there who thinks everyone's in too much dental hospital and too much sunny and too much mob, well, I don't care because I'm right. What do you guys think?
I agree.
Amanda? Where did Amanda go? Amanda has dropped. I didn't post anything. I still bother you.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I understand. It's not your fault.
Oh. No, you're always coming home. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like the Queen didn't order the hit on Diana, and no one has ever said that, ever. And the way, you know, Charles is not a good father, is not a good king for England. Okay, if you're a father, you go, you know, you wake up your boys, you know, and tell them, you know, your mother has passed or whatever. But no. You you don't do that. You don't you don't just do that. I mean, you don't have your grandmother tell your boy that their mother's gone, and you, what, you wait until, you will wait until, morning to let the boy know what. Any time of the day, those boys were going to find out no matter what. They were going to be upset. They were going to be unhinged. They were going to be upset. Am I right, Bobby, or am I losing it?
You're right.
When my Oma died, and Oma is my dad's death, and he was born in Holland in Indonesia, and so he moved here when he was in the sixth grade, and so he had to learn English right away and all that. The only word he knew was bathroom, which I find funny. I look nothing like my dad, nothing. But the funny thing is, whenever I go out with my dad, yeah, I never want to go out with my dad without my mom. Because everyone thinks I'm his wife. I mean, thank you for the compliment. You know, I'm so young, and what my dad is, and I know. I'm not his wife, I'm his daughter, kind of thing. But back to your birthday, so Bobby, what did you get for your birthday?
I got some Amazon cards, some PlayStation cards, some Google cards.
Wow, you raked in, did you get it for, like, high amounts, or were they, like...
Yeah, I got about I got $100 PlayStation card that was $250 card, and I got also $100 in Amazon gift card and a $50 Google card.
Wait, $100 what? Zoom?
Amazon card, $100 Amazon card. Because my Prime membership was running out, and I needed to renew it, and I did that the other day. And I saw on Prime the other day, Creed 3, that has Michael B. Jordan, who remember from All My Children as Reggie back in the day, and
yeah,
other movies that he'd done. Yeah, and it's pretty good.
Well, for my birthday, I got, a lot of Amazon codes, but I love. I got some awesome pillowcases. I don't know if anyone's seen these, but these are some cooling pillowcases. And when you fall asleep so fast, do not buy my pillowcases, people. I have them for a while, okay? But then when I found out that Trump was he was a tumbler. I had to throw away my pillows. And when I found my these other ones, oh my God, these are very comfortable. And, you know, my dad is very mad at me. Well, not mad at me, because he can't really be mad at me.
Yeah.
And, so, yeah, pretty much, you know, I'm some more birthday presents to come because, you know, my brother and his wife, you know, probably is sending, stuff, in to, with Sophie tomorrow. So I'm hoping it's an Amazon code. I'm addicted to shopping, Bobby. I can't stop. Yeah, but my dad said if I buy another book on Amazon, he's going to hit me. I mean, he won't really, but if you saw my room right now, he goes, what the hell did you do? I go, I couldn't sleep, so I ordered on Amazon. So, all but they sold this year was Unforgivable. Because of the fact that we do not promote all but they sold. That's what we did wrong. Bobby, that's what we did so wrong. We didn't promote this.
Yeah, because I remember the last show we did before we took a hiatus was the birthday show.
Yeah. And people called in.
Yeah.
Okay, now Cleo, we are promoting him like crazy. Now, and before we go, I just want to say we won't have a show. Because I want to send every woman with with my niece, you know, I never have her to myself, ever. So she's here until the 29th, like July 1st or 2nd. So, Bobby, what day did you say you were going to be gone?
What day was I going to be gone?
What?
Could you repeat that again?
She's coming tomorrow. And she will be here to, almost July 3rd or 2nd. So, and come on, no one wants still doing 4th of July. We know, we learned that, haven't we, Bobby?
Yeah,
no one
we don't want to show. We never do that.
So, yes, so you and I will be coordinating when we, do it. I mean, contact about our show. Oh my God. Do you know how that would have sounded? Oh, God, me and my, so yes, people. Remember, next year, after fun, if they don't call in to our birthday show, what's going to happen to you is we are going to do what Sunny does. Okay? And may I add, when Sunny help Lucy from the bodyguard. Did you see that, Bobby?
Yeah.
Wasn't that hilarious? I'm like,
it
oh my
funny.
God. I mean, but it's like, I don't think, okay, I don't know if Sunny knew Lucy was dead or not, because I think he knew that Lucy was alive because of the plan that went all to hell, but I still need to watch all of it. But they never had a closing for the nurses ball, did they? Like they've done in past years, have, did they?
Yeah, because of the first, because of, well, we lost one day because of the Trump trial, which we lost a show a couple of Fridays ago, and last Tuesday, because of Trump.
I hate him.
And remember, and he's going to jail. I don't care what he said about he's running for president, but he'll be lucky if he's running from the crazy inmates at the prison down in Florida.
Well, like my, you know, if my grandfather was here, and which he was, he would say, said, no sitting president could ever give me 47 or 37 in diamonds. There's no way he's going to walk away from this.
Right.
So, come on. And to those that he's trying to run for president, it's a
like I said,
Bobby.
He's not running from the law by this time next year. And so campaigning somewhere. He might be campaigning from a prison cell.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's going to add up and add up. And why now? Ivanka is running from her dad. I mean, not running from her dad, but separating from her dad. But it took me the diamond to come down to realize what your father actually was. And, you know, your mother passed away a year ago, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
And that was a very weird way she passed away. And she was promoting her book, How I Raised Kids, How I Raised Trump Kids to be the best Donald Trump kids in America. You know, sliding all of me for, you know, a pose. But, you know, I'm saying, even if he was my father right now, I would be distancing myself. Because how could you not see it? Him spiraling down and down. And you know what? They're going to go after Giuliani next. And if anyone says differently, I'll uncrack, Bobby, because this, you know, Giuliani, we had two different people. We had the Giuliani from you know, 9/11. Who was trying to, you know, make America, you know, calm down and make America feel safe to starting a riot on January 6th. Two different Giulianis, right, Bobby?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I got Amazon calls to, I got a Martha Stewart sour cream, which I needed. I mean, really bad. And, you know, I got, like, Amazon hugs like Bobby. So, oh, and I had red velvet cake for my birthday cake. Okay. No one in my family likes it but me, which makes me happy. What kind of cake did you get?
Well, I actually had red velvet cupcakes.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't say that.
I got a fudge cake from one of my friends at work. She gave me a slice of fudge cake to take home, and I ate that right before I went to Red Lobster.
Okay. But you got red velvet cupcakes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So you say that. And I had real velvet cake. Oh, my God. Okay. That's scary. We didn't even talk about it. We didn't even talk about that. That is way too scary. So, yes. Have you had dinner?
Yeah, I had meatballs and corn and for dinner.
Well, I'm going to go have my gyros. Oh, my God, you guys. Bobby, you need to try a gyro. I hope you know what a gyro is. It's positively good. It's so good. It is so good. So, okay, we are closing on the show, and I'm going to close out with Endless Summer Nights by With Them All. Oh! Go see Fast and Furious. Bobby, you got to go see this. It's awesome. It's, oh, my God. It's a music movie. You know, and we have to wait until 2025 for the other one to come out. It is so good, Bobby. Bobby?
Yeah,
I'm here. Yeah, so you're going to go see it?
What movie is this?
Fast and Furious 10.
Well, I just kind of gave
it
out on, Fast and Furious because I lost count of them. Just like with the Transformer movies, I lost count at the third one.
Okay, but you will watch Fast and Furious 10, please. You got to.
Okay, I'll just
awesome.
Try to see if I can stream it. I'll just try to stream it or go see it.
Yeah, you can with Prime. And, you know, also with your gift cards, you can use that. Your gift cards to, like, if you want to watch the movie, you can use that too.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, you guys. Have a nice night.
Bye.
Bye.
Here I am at 6 o'clock in the morning, still thinking about you. It's still hard at 6 o'clock in the morning to sleep without you, and I know.